Boogie Nights is a new movie about the porn film industry, starring Mark Wahlberg and Burt Reynolds. It's directed and written by 27-year-old Paul Thomas Anderson. Our film critic John Powers has this review.
Boogie Nights is something I thought I'd never see, an epic about hardcore pornographers. Set in the San Fernando Valley during the late 70s and early 80s, it stars Mark Wahlberg as porn actor Dirk Diggler, whose genius dangles between his legs. He's signed up by Burt Reynolds' character, Jack Horner, an adult film director who dreams of making an X-rated movie so artistic that men will stay in the theater all the way through. Soon, Dirk's making films with Horner's top star, Amber Waves, who's played by Julianne Moore, and with his surrogate daughter, Roller Girl, who always does her scenes in roller skates. In his strange way, Horner's an honorable man, and he makes Dirk part of his extended family, a collection of oddballs, scuzzoids, and essentially decent outcasts. Like everyone else in Boogie Nights, Horner finds being in the porn biz a perfectly reasonable thing to do, as is obvious when he explains himself to Dirk.
My name is Jack.
Eddie Adams.
Eddie Adams from Torrance.
Yep.
Jack Horner, filmmaker.
Really?
Yeah. I make adult films, exotic pictures.
Although it's filled with well-known faces, the movie's real star is Paul Thomas Anderson, the 27-year-old writer-director whose debut, Hard Eight, didn't prepare me for the creative explosion of Boogie Nights, which is so sharp and funny and alive that you feel sure you're discovering a major talent. Like many young directors, Anderson shows traces of the filmmakers who've inspired him. The most obvious is Martin Scorsese, whose Goodfellas is the template for this insider's panorama of the porn biz. But if Boogie Nights' structure is derivative, the movie itself is fresh and original. Anderson interweaves half a dozen storylines, anchoring them in that era of blissful permissiveness when disco music throbbed, drugs and orgies were actually considered a road to liberation, and hipsters donned platform heels and skin-tight shirts whose fabric gave off a nacreous sheen. We see the adult movie milieu in its idiocy, casual sleaze, roach-like amorality, and this is the film's real triumph, in its fleeting moments of wounded humanity. While everyone we see is foolish or venal, cartoonish or lost, Anderson's view of them is amused, generous, and accepting. Amber may be a drug-addled porn star, but Julianne Moore's layered performance gives her an aura of maternal benevolence gone disastrously wrong. It's she who, in a moment of affection, turns Dirk on to the drugs that bring him down. In fact, the movie's a veritable lava lamp of shifting emotions, from Dirk's hilarious dream of playing a hardcore James Bond to Horner's spasm of disgusted regret when he realizes that his longtime financial backer, the Colonel, can no longer be forgiven his taste for underage girls. I can't mention this scene without noting that Reynolds' wry dignity as Horner is the best acting he's ever done. Scene by scene, Boogie Nights is so dazzling that I'm tempted to rave on about the unforgettable bits, like the nerve-wracking robbery in which a Chinese dude keeps dropping firecrackers and making everyone jump. In fact, there's so much good material here that I wish I could say the whole movie lived up to the opening hour's promise. But Anderson is still a better director than writer, and his script both meanders and occasionally feels rushed. The rise and fall structure is just too pat for lives so lewdly unconventional in their deluded pursuit of fame. Then again, the movie's final moments are so bittersweet and weird, we finally see Dirk Diggler's 13-inch penis, that such complaints feel like mere quibbles. Boogie Nights boasts so much thrilling stuff that Anderson may well supersede Quentin Tarantino as the director that most young filmmakers want to be. He has far more emotional range and depth than Tarantino, which isn't to say that his film will be more successful at the box office. For while Pulp Fiction was about something that American audiences find comfortable, namely murder, Boogie Nights deals with sex, which means that many people will find it disturbing.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.